Once the crew had set up, we did a few takes in the jet. It didn't take too long, but it was about 80 degrees out that day, and we had to turn off the air conditioning because of the noise level. Additionally, every time another jet took off or landed, we had to stop and wait for the noise to subside. We finally finished and did a few shots outside, then it was back into the limousine. I was accompanied by Matthew John, the director of photography, who was nominated for an Emmy for his camera work the first season. He's been with Mark Burnett for 8 years and is a quiet and professional guy. I asked him which was easier, the first season of Apprentice or this time around. He said the first show was easier in the sense that we had a certain anonymity that's not possible now. On the other hand, we can perform bigger tasks since we are a proven entity. Trying to carry things out incognito is not as easy now because people know the show to be a hit. But we have the biggest companies wanting to be part of it, whereas before it was a risk for them. Matthew also explains that there is a minimum of 14 camera crews working a 24-hour staggered schedule every day for 46 days to cover the action involved with the show. I asked him about the inevitable spin-offs and mentioned that I'd seen Richard Branson on television talking about his show. I like Richard Branson a lot, and his show looks interesting and not too similar. Then we got on the subject of Mark Cuban. I have to say that right after he lost in the playoffs, I felt bad for him. But nobody's going to beat The Apprentice. Before long, we were back at Trump Tower, and I told Matthew I was sure to see him again soon. There was a crowd in front of Trump Tower, so I ducked out of the limousine and made a run for it to the door. Friday, May 21st. Believe it or not, I had a day off from The Apprentice. This time off would be a rare occasion in our 46-day shoot schedule. In the morning, I gave the commencement address at Wagner College on Staten Island and received an honorary doctorate. I told the graduates that they already have what it takes to succeed. They have achieved, and they've been given the tools necessary for success. All they have to do is apply themselves 100% every single day to their endeavors and remain tenacious until they're 102 years old, if necessary. There's something exciting about graduations, and I enjoyed this one in particular. After tending to some business in my office, I prepared myself to introduce Jessica Simpson at Madison Square Garden later that night. It was a pleasure. Melania accompanied me.